Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan called President Trump's first speech to Congress last night a home run. In his inaugural address, Trump painted a dark picture of America. But last night, the president reiterated many of his America First campaign themes, but he also struck a softer tone and urged Americans to dream.
The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us. We just need the courage to share the dreams that fill our hearts.
Well, there was some murmuring at that moment as Trump gestured to the Democratic side of the aisle. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the speech had an air of unreality because what Trump said was so different from how he's governed his first month in office. Congressman Steve Cohen is a Democrat who represents Tennessee's 9th District, which includes Memphis. Congressman, welcome to Here and Now.
Good to be with you.
Some are calling it Mr. Trump's most successful, most presidential address yet. What did you hear?
Well, indeed it was, because he hasn't had a successful or presidential address to date. So no matter what he did, it would be better than what had been seen, we'd seen in the previous 39 or 40 days. I think it was staged well. I think it was written to appeal to America's some hopes and a lot of fears. And I think he read it properly. But was there any sincerity to it? Was there any reality to it? No. And when he talked about, and he was pointing to the Democrats, time to get beyond trivial things and small disagreements, sounded good and sounded like he was being a president. But what were those things? Those things were things like his campaign's connections with Russian intelligence, who hacked the election and committed, if correctly and accurately proven, treasonous acts. And it relates to his income taxes, which he won't release for reasons that I think relate to his investments and possible connections to Russian investors. Those are not trivial things. Those are fundamental to democracy and fundamental to America being having a system of elections that are fair and above board and not influenced by the Russians, and not having a president who is subservient to the Russians.
He did not talk about Russia or the conflict in Syria, but he did talk about getting paid family leave and an infrastructure package worth $1 trillion. Are you ready to work with him on those two big issues?
Indeed, it depends on how he funds them. We've been for, the Democrats have been for a large infrastructure package for years. We need to fund it properly and correctly and not depend on toll roads and private bond issues, which will not work. And we need to have family medical leave. That's been a long-time Democratic position. We'll see how he implements it. Who knows what he'll do. And as far as tax credits, which he likes to use, they benefit the wealthy more than they do the middle class or other folks. And that's the same thing with tax cuts. He said we're going to have a big middle class, gigantic middle class tax cut. He talks about the middle class. It's not for the middle class. It's for the wealthy.
Congressman, the president began his speech calling for tolerance. He condemned hate crimes against Jews and the murder of an Indian engineer in Kansas. Let's take a listen.
Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
Congressman, what did you think when you heard that?
Well, I thought it was interesting that he started with that, and he talked about the end of Black History Month, which it was. It's something he should have done, and he should have done earlier. He should have recognized the incidents that have at the Jewish community centers where there have been threats called in, and particularly at the cemeteries in St. Louis and Philadelphia where hundreds of gravestones were pushed over, and there were heavy gravestones. I don't know how that was done and who would have been involved in it, but that should have been immediately called out. And it took him a long time to get around to doing it. Whoever wrote a speech understood his failures of the last 30 days in tone and in lack of presidential vision and leadership and tried to rectify them. But he didn't call for any action. He said that they were wrong and we were against that. Well, that's good and true. But he didn't call for any action against, and he didn't call for any redoubling of efforts. You know, Black History Month, and you've got an attorney general who is not supportive of voting rights extensions and never been for civil rights. We're going to have a whole lot of black history, but are we going to have anything in the present and the future that help black people get opportunity, get a chance to live the American dream, and to vote without intimidation? Not with this attorney general. We give them an opportunity to get education in public schools, not with the Secretary of Education that we have. So, yeah, the rhetoric was better. The tone was moderate. But when you look at the speech, there was no substance. There were so many areas. And when you talk about funding defense, that means you're not going to fund and you're going to cut programs like food stamps and LIHEAP, which helps people with energy bills, and WIC payments for mothers and pregnant mothers. And that's cruel. And those are safety net programs that are essential services that need to be maintained. And he doesn't want to maintain them and won't. So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. The laws of Newton said that there was a lot missing last night.
Congressman Steve Cohen is a Democrat who represents Tennessee's 9th Congressional District. Thank you, Congressman.
You're welcome.